Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Trey Wingo, our former colleague at the old network. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour to talk a little bit of football. So keep it locked for that. But for now, we are going to go back to baseball. It's only fitting the night after the All-Star game. So we'll talk a little bit of baseball right now. And the great Barry Bonds, the controversial Barry Bonds, was on a friend of the show, Rob, Jerry Hairston. What a get.
Jerry Hairston Jr.
For his
Jr.,
first podcast. It's called Hollywood Swinging.
First Hollywood Swinging, remember that song?
Yeah,
Alex, you remember
Hollywood
that song too, right?
Swingin'.
Hollywood Swinging.
He gets Barry Bonds on the podcast.
That'll get people a listen, huh?
Yeah, it will. So shout out to Jerry, friend of the show. But here's what Barry Bonds said, Rob, about his kind of place in the sport that he dominated for a few decades.
Major League Baseball, and let's get this clearly and straight, had a rule and has rules, okay? Whether they were broken or not broken, there were rules, some rules. My era, there was no rules. In the era they changed the rules in 2003 or 2004, whenever the rules started to change, there was rules. There are some people that were convicted of those rules during the case of those rules. Well, Major League Baseball said, if you did X, you were suspended for X. His numbers still are the same, for based on what he's accomplished, that does not prevent him from the other part of the, for getting into the Hall of Fame. It has nothing to do with it. Major League Baseball already punished you for those stints. Why is the Hall of Fame punishing you? Doesn't make sense. It makes zero sense that you're being double punished for something that you've already been punished for. I belong with my teammates in that Hall of Fame for 100%.
I agree with Barry Bonds, 100%, Chris. As you know, I voted for him all 10 years he was on the ballot. I think that it's one of the bad things that the writers got wrong. I really believe that, because we already have people in, Chris, who was suspected of the juice, Mike Piazza, long rumored, Pudge Rodriguez, Chris, who I was in Detroit after the Canseco book. Yep. Pudge, go get the pictures. I'm not making up a story because I like Barry Bonds. I'm not Chris. He lost 40 pounds in the offseason. If you go back and look, he didn't look like the same person. He claimed that he ate salad all summer, all winter, and walked. I told him, I swear to you, I said to him, you should write a diet book if that's what you did to lose right. the weight, because it was unbelievable. And one of my premises is that Bonds never was suspended, Chris, from the league. They tested. Never, you know, that's a big part of it. Some of the guys I don't vote for, once they change the rules, Chris, and he's right, there were no rules in place. And I'm not being naive. I don't want anybody to think that I'm naive, and I think that there wasn't people using juice, and Chris, it wasn't rampant. I'm not naive or a fool. If you ask me point blank, do I think Barry Bonds used PEDs or, you know, any of that? Absolutely. Absolutely. Did Mark McGwire? Absolutely. But there are a lot of other players who didn't hit home runs or break records, Chris, who no one cares about. And they also did it.
Well, Rob, so, and Bonds admitted to using the quote-unquote clear cream in the clear. And he said he didn't know, you know, what it was.
What was being rubbed on him, right?
Right. But I'm with you and with Bonds. The fact is he didn't break the rules. Now, we know, like you said, that he used steroids and PEDs.
We're not naive.
It was.
Right.
Right. There's no question. I mean, that he used it. You saw how he was built early in his career. And we saw how he was built later in his career. And we saw the way he was. Rob, we've never seen anything like that. As much as I talk about the greatness of Shohei Ohtani.
We didn't see anything like
that. And Aaron Judge, even. Right. Yeah, Barry Bonds was a video game.
He was unbelievable.
He was seeing one pitch a game and knocking it out the park. It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
And here's the thing, Rob, and this is what the writers, for the most part, who view themselves, and I get, and I like that, and I respect that,
keeper,
but view
right?
themselves, yeah, as the caretakers of the game.
Right, and I get it.
If
I do,
they're
I understand
going
it.
To be honest with themselves, then they have to recognize, and this is according to players from back in the day, most notably, Rob, the former pitcher, Tom House.
Chris.
And we talked about it before. He has gone on the record. He was a pitcher in the 60s and 70s.
They used it back then.
He said they were taking steroids that you wouldn't give to a horse.
Yep.
Direct quote. He said there were 6 to 7 pitchers on every roster trying everything out. And we know the amphetamines that are now banned.
That used to
Rob,
be given out,
to
Chris.
Be quote unquote greenies.
Right.
Right,
and you know what? They used to be in a bowl in the clubhouse
like M&M's. So if we're going to be fair, then let's be fair. And we don't know who from back in the day was using what from back in the day.
Because we don't have a test of everybody. Now, Chris, if they did a test for everybody who played during that era and only Bonds and McGwire and Clemens came back dirty, Chris, then I'm with you. If you have a test. But you don't have a test from everybody.
No.
You don't even have a negative a positive test from Bonds or from Clemens.
Right.
Or from Sosa.
And it wasn't against the rules at that time. And baseball, Rob, let's keep it real.
Turned its head.
Baseball knew what was going on. They had just come off the strike where they missed the World Series.
Yep, and the
and
game was down,
to get
Chris.
Back in the good graces of the fans. Absolutely. They want to drop this hogwash about it was the 90s. Who knew about steroids? What?
Crazy. Crazy.
Everybody. That's who. In the 80s, we knew about steroids. In
Chris.
High school, I heard about steroids. There were people at high schools I went to taking steroids for football or just to look good.
Chris, can you go
like
what?
You didn't know about steroids.
Go to Lyle Alzado's Wikipedia.
Yep.
I dare you. Go to Lyle Alzado's Wikipedia. Chris, it's in there
where earlier in his later in his career, he admitted started using steroids in 1969. 1969. Stop it. It's not new.
Right.
Stop
they
it.
They knew what was going on. They turned a blind eye because they were captivating all of America with all the home runs. And now they want to come down on a few individuals. And
it's not right.
It's not right. And look, we're not exonerating Bonds. The fact of the matter is this, and I'm not even talking about the PEDs. Take the PEDs out of the argument or the discussion. Rob, you cannot tell the story of baseball without Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds.
Nope.
Just
you can't.
On the game itself. Forget the scandals outside of the game.
And Chris,
you can't tell it. And I admit you can't tell it without Pete Rose either, because he hit 4,000, have 4,000 plus hits. But still, he bet on baseball, which we all knew was against the rule.
Which we knew at that time, right.
This is the thing. There was no rule. He technically didn't break the rule.
Right. Was never suspended by the league.
It was just frowned upon.
And the other thing, too, is, baseball, it's a double standard that I don't understand. I told you, Chris, Jeff Bagwell, Mike Piazza, Pudge Rodriguez, they're all linked to it.
Right, they're all linked to
the juice, but they got into the Hall of Fame. Here's the other thing. How come Joe Torre, manager of the Yankees, right? How come he gets his standard? If the Yankees cheated and Clemens was cheating, why do we allow the Yankees to have their 27 World Series? Why is that not tainted? Why is Joe Torre's managerial record not tainted? Tony La Russa had two of the biggest ones, Chris. Mark McGwire and
Jose Canseco.
And Canseco, right? He's in the Hall of Fame. Nobody looks it down and
great
says,
point.
Well, he had all the juice
great
guys,
point.
So of course he won. Bobby Cox. There's all these guys, Chris, who have guys who are linked, and for whatever reason, the team goes unscathed, the managers go unscathed, baseball goes unscathed, and the only people are the handful of guys that you want to say, oh, Bonds, shame on you. Oh, Roger Clemens, shame on you. It is just the most – that's why I voted for all those guys their entire time on the ballot. Chris, I didn't vote for all the steroid guys. Manny Ramirez, one of the greatest right-handed hitters I ever saw, Chris.
I covered Manny.
You covered Manny. He was a great player. Am I right? Great player.
Yep. But he got caught.
When they changed the rules, Chris, he got busted two or three times.
Yep.
That's why I didn't vote for him.
The hypocrisy is glaring, deafening. And I really think one of the biggest indictments is the testimony of Tom House, Rob. Let's not act like it was so pristine in the 60s and 70s. It wasn't. And they were using stuff that's banned today. When they did it, it wasn't against the rules. But it is now. Same with Bonds. When he did it, it wasn't against the rules. It is now.
Right.
It's as simple as that. It's almost like, right, you brought up Bagwell and these other guys. It's almost like if Bagwell had hit 65 home runs in the season, he would be banned.
Right. Because he didn't do that.
He didn't do anything so spectacular. He was obviously a good player.
Right.
But he didn't do anything so spectacular that it raised alarms. That's all it boils down to.
That's what it comes down to, and that a lot of people, and it does, Chris, their love for Hank Aaron, and they don't want Barry Bonds to be the home run king. Go look in the baseball record books, Chris. He's the home run king. Whether you like the stats haven't been taken away.
Right.
Because you can't. You can't take away the stats. How? He was never suspended by the league. How could you take away what?
Well, Rob, and if people want to say, because again, he didn't break any rules that were in baseball at that point. People want to say, well, it shows bad character. It wasn't moral, which I agree. But how many players in the Baseball Hall of Fame have bad character?
How about baseball itself,
Chris? I mean, how about we go back before
1947?
Thank you. We go back before 1947 and even after that. And it's a host of bad characters and bad apples that are in the Hall of Fame. And so it's just hypocritical, Rob. It's as simple as that. And I would like the writers to just be honest about it. That's all.
Yep. I'm with you.
Be honest about it.
I was on MLB Network that night, Chris, the last night that Bonds and Clemens had a chance to get in. And I said it that night on the air. And you know me, I'm a proud card-carrying member of the BBWAA. You know I am.
Right.
And I always, Chris, I got a lot of respect for the baseball writers. They allowed a black baseball writer into the BBWAA in 1947. Do you know what this country was, Chris, in 1947?
Yeah.
It wasn't a good place. Black writers before that, Chris, were on top of the roof covering the game. They wouldn't even let them in the press box. But we blew it when it comes to Bonds and it comes to Clemens. We really did. We blew it.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369.
We definitely want to hear from you.
Yes, long, winding discussion about Barry Bonds, steroids, PEDs, all that. What are your thoughts? And should Bonds, Clemens, and the like be in the Hall of Fame? You're turned away with Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Barry Bonds. Should he be in the Hall of Fame? And just your thoughts on this PED discussion overall.
All right, let's start with Hank in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Hank?
Gentlemen, absolutely love the show. Okay,
thank
I respect you,
you
guys like you don't know. You know, I you're just fantastic in everything that you do. But I got a huge issue here. Okay, one, Pete Rose, right? Again, you use the can't tell the story thing with Pete Rose. Okay, however long he sets out, then the steroid guy set out.
No, it's not the same. So, hold on, Hank. Hold on. Hold on, Hank. Let's have a conversation.
Hold on, Hank.
We'll have a conversation.
Okay.
Chris
you.
Made
That's
the
great.
Point,
Usually
and Chris.
I get cut.
Chris made the point, and he's right. The Pete Rose thing was on the books. Chris covered baseball like I did. When you walked into the clubhouse, Chris, what did you see? The first thing you saw.
Against gambling.
The first thing.
Betting on baseball.
Look, let's say that's true. I'm going to give you that, okay, and say that's fair. Well, if you walk into a clubhouse and turn a blind eye to the steroids being done, you ain't really turned a blind eye. You already know.
Steroids wasn't so against the rules, though.
They weren't testing for it, Hank.
You already have people in the Hall of Fame who were using steroids.
Question. Is it a felony to possess a steroid?
No. That's a different. That's a different conversation.
It's a different
conversation.
Any players use cocaine?
Yeah, stop it. Come on, man. That argument doesn't work. That argument doesn't work because Chris, you just said it. Oh, you want to go in and arrest anybody or a major league player who use coke?
Right.
I mean, stop. It's illegal, too. I mean, come on. You can't use that excuse. You don't know if a doctor prescribed it or not, Chris. If a doctor prescribed it, it's not illegal.
Hello? I doubt it. They did, but still. I mean.
Right. Thomas, in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Thomas?
Gentlemen, I got a couple of trains of thought.
Yes.
And they're not unique. I think that when we think about getting into the Hall of Fame and these men's numbered, I'm talking about Clemens and Bonds, before the allegations of steroid use, their numbers might have been sufficient to get them in. Can we say that?
Bonds had three MVPs
sure.
in Pittsburgh. MVPs.
I mean, we can't know exactly when they started, but both of them were Hall of Fame.
And more so, and Rob, you can probably speak to this because you voted on this. In the last election, there was a lot of hoo-ha about Scott Rowland getting it.
Yep.
And so that being said, when you're talking about allowing somebody with his numbers and keeping somebody out who very well may not have any proof or evidence of them cheating, well, okay, now you got to ask, you know, are we keeping them out based upon allegations and we're going to let Scott roll in? Because we got nobody better to let in.
That is where we are. You're spot on. And, Chris, let's just be fair. I'm going to be honest. The Hall of Fame, they can't have the Hall of Fame ceremonies with no players going in, Chris.
Right.
That's how Scott Rowland is getting in, because the guys who should be getting in at this time are Bonds and Clemens, and all these guys are supposed to be getting in. So if you don't vote in a Scott Rowland, who I don't believe is a Hall of Famer, a Hall of Very Good, then you don't have
what it's become,
you kill
now,
Cooperstown. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep. I hear you. That's what it's become now, unfortunately. Trey Wingo around the corner, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And our next guest is a friend of ours, goes way back to the old network. He's now the host of the Half Forgotten History podcast and an analyst on the Pro Football Network and the 33rd team. None other then Trey Wingo joins the Odd Couple. Trey, how are you?
My fellas, how you guys doing? Always good to talk to you.
No doubt.
Yeah, man, it's definitely great to speak with you. We appreciate you giving us a few moments. Let's go right to the NFL. Let's start with the Jets and Hard Knocks. They didn't want to do it. Obviously, there are teams that have done this that have had bad seasons. We can all see how invasive it can be and how theoretically it could hurt a team. Do you think that the Jets are warranted in feeling like, you know what, this could really work against us and derail our plans?
No, because at the end of the day, you know, you still have to play, and all the other stuff is irrelevant. And look, what the NFL is doing, guys, and you know this as much as anybody, they want to lift the curtain. They want to take you behind the scenes. And what's better than Aaron Rodgers and all the bitter, bad blood that he's had with the Packers all these years, finally culminating him going to the Jets, who haven't had a quarterback in forever, going there, and, you know, Zach Wilson saying, I'm going to make whatever veteran they bring in this ball time every day. Oops, probably didn't
right.
think he was going to be Aaron Rodgers.
Right, I was so going to say, right, he'll take that one back, yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly. The Jets can bitch and moan about this all they want, but at the end of the day, this is good for the Jets' business, right? There are two things. There's
no doubt.
Winning on the field, and there's winning in the business world. This is good for the Jets because, let's be honest, the Jets are kind of a joke. Like, I don't care how you know, what your fandom is, whatever. The Jets were last relevant in 1969.
Now, okay? Wait a minute. I'm going to push back on you, Trey, because I think that's easy for you to say. They went to two AFC championship games with Rex Ryan. Let's not act like that was 40 years ago. They were pretty good.
You're right. They did. And did they get to the Super Bowl?
No, they didn't. But I'm just saying, and to say that they weren't relevant and since 1969, I just think that's a stretch.
Okay, you're fair to say that. At the end of the day, even Jets fans will admit 1969 was the greatest season in franchise history.
I agree with that.
And we haven't done bleep since. So, look, at the end of the day, the Jets have to do something to make them, like, the problem with ESPN, right, is, like, you have a lot of people from New York and New Jersey and Connecticut that are Jets fans. So they push Jets' agenda when there's no real reason to push Jets' agenda, because the Jets have been always historically, I mean, one of my best friends ever, Stu Gotts from the Dan Le Batard Show, John Wieners, like, no matter what decision the Jets make, it's going to be the wrong one. Historically, that's what they've told me as a franchise. So this keeps them relevant in a lot of ways. And quite frankly, I'm fascinated to see how this works out.
Best storyline, there's no question. I mean, they chose the right one, without question.
I don't care if you're from L.A., New York, Dallas, Fort Worth, wherever. The Jets thing is going to be fascinating whether it succeeds or whether they crash and burn again.
Well, how do you think it'll go? A lot of people are predicting greatness, that Rodgers turns back the clock, and some are predicting doom. Where are you at on it?
Let me put it this way. There's no reason for it not to succeed, but that's what they said about Russell Wilson when he went to the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
Right? And the Jets, historically, as we talked about, have not figured this thing out. So, the AFC East was a layup drill for the Patriots all those years, right, when everybody was terrible. You could make a very convincing argument that right now the AFC East might be the toughest division in football. When you have Tua, if he's healthy, with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, and by the way, Vic Fangio running that defense now, which was very inconsistent last year, that's going to be better. Josh Allen is still Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills, and now you have the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. And for the first time in forever, guys, the Patriots are arguably, or not even arguably, 4-4 in the division. So, you know, there's all
on
these dynamics in place that are completely different. So there's no reason it shouldn't work, but there's a part of me that, like, sort of thinks in my heart of hearts, this is never going to work because it's the Jets.
Let me ask you, you brought up the Bills and Josh Allen. Trey, is it me? It just doesn't feel the same for me anymore. I thought they were right on the cusp of winning. I don't believe that anymore. I think that team can continue to play well, win a lot of games, and never win. That's where I'm at on them.
Rob, I don't want to be clear because I don't want this for Buffalo fans.
Right.
But I can't argue with what you're saying. Like, if I'm being honest with myself and I see, look, Patrick Mahomes isn't going anywhere, okay? Like, we learned last year that receivers don't make Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes makes receivers, okay? Like, he loses Tyreek Hill, and oh, by the way, they have the highest scoring offense, and he sets the single season record for most combined yards in NFL history and lead the league in touchdown passes and passing yards. So they're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere, okay? Joe Burrow and the Bengals are not going anywhere.
Right.
I have to wonder, Rob, if the Bills' best chance to win it all has already gone. And like, that's a hard thing to hear, Buffalo, but you have to sort of accept that as a possibility based on how hard the division is, let alone getting past Patrick Mahomes or getting past Joe Burrow, which, by the way, the last two postseasons, they haven't been able to do.
Right. That's where I am. There's just a feel at one point where, if you remember, Trey, they started the season, scored like 75 points in the first two games, blew out the Rams before we knew they were bad, right?
Yep.
And then the second week they had a big game, and I thought, this offense is unstoppable. There's no way. I think, Chris, didn't you pick them to get to the
Last
Super Bowl?
Last year I picked them to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people did. They did.
Trey, you mentioned the AFC East, and it is outstanding. I think the AFC North is going to be tough, too. Obviously, you got Cincinnati,
as
you said. Baltimore, tell me how you think Baltimore will do, and particularly Lamar in the new offense with the new weapons. And then Cleveland. I mean, Pittsburgh's not going to be a joke either. But Cleveland, do you think we see a resurgence from Deshaun Watson? So tell me about those two quarterbacks.
Well, let's start with Lamar first, right? Like, they've given him the weapon that he's never really had. Like, Marquise Hollywood Brown was great, but he was a one-trick pony. Odell Beckham is the real deal. Like, when he's right and when he's healthy, he's as good as any receiver in football. So now this is on Baltimore to sort of make sure that they find the way to unlock Lamar in ways that he hasn't been unlocked before. And that will be making big plays in the passing game. And I don't mean to tight ends, because that's sort of the way they've sort of had this offense forever around Lamar. Like, we'll throw a chunk play every once in a while, but we are going to feed tight ends and running backs out of the backfield. They're now making a concerted effort to make sure that they have the weapons around Lamar to make that next level. So this is very, very much a clean slate for them. Cleveland, Chris, to me, is really interesting because they have everything that they need. And it really is up to Deshaun Watson to become the player he was before essentially 2 years off and all the other stuff that went on that was earned on his part. You know, he has to deal with that. But if Deshaun doesn't return this year to 2018, 2019 Deshaun, you have to wonder if he ever will. This is to me the most important year in Deshaun Watson's career as an NFL starting quarterback.
I'm with you on Deshaun as well. I mean, I know there's some rust there, but he still has a lot.
But that rust is gone now, right? I don't want to hear that anymore. Like,
right,
I get
right.
it. You almost had 2 years off, but you know, we've been through that. You went through a season. You're there. You've had a clean off season. The best of Deshaun Watson, whatever he's going to be, should be on display in 2023.
Let me ask you last thing for me. The 49ers. I mean, where do they go other than home dinner or a show? I mean, I don't know where they're going. Where are they going?
Well, I find the 49ers fascinating because, remember, it was just 2 years ago, they traded three first-round picks to get Trey Lance, right? And now Trey Lance seems like a forgotten thing for them.
Yep.
And what's weird about that is they knew when they drafted him and gave up those three first-round picks that he needed time to play because he didn't play much in college because of COVID and because of injuries. In his NFL career, he hasn't played much. And they've already kind of moved on. Like, I don't know if Brock Purdy's 7-0 record as a regular season starting quarterback last year is going to continue. I don't know that. Like, we'll figure this out. But I'm telling you, Sam Darnold has never been in a better situation. like he was the third overall pick in the 2018 draft of the Jets. As we know, we talked about the Jets and their history. It hasn't been great. Then he went to Carolina. They traded away Christian McCaffrey. And now he's got Deebo Samuel, Brendan Ayuk, George Kittle, an amazing offensive line, Christian McCaffrey, and a defense that is as good as anybody in the NFL. Whatever Sam Darnold can be, we're going to find out this year, especially if Brock Purdy isn't completely healthy and ready to go. The 49ers have proven they can win with almost no quarterback, and now they have two guys that are could both be viable entities. And it's really funny because almost for every other team in the NFL, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance. But because of the coaching staff that Kyle has put together and because of the team he's put around whoever is going to play a quarterback, it feels like the 49ers are an outlier in how you want to win.
All right, that is our man, Trey Wingo, with the knowledge. Trey, we appreciate your time,
sir,
man.
Appreciate
Check
you.
Him out on the Half Forgotten History podcast and also on the Pro Football Network and the 33rd Team. Great catching up with you again, Trey. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, my friends. We'll talk to you soon.
No doubt.
Later. Rob, it was a dark day in the sports world. We will get to that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, as I said, it was a dark day in sports. And earlier this week, what was the exact day? Was it Monday that it was announced? The New York Times, announced on Monday, is shutting down its sports department, Rob.
I thought of you immediately. I did.
Yeah, I worked there, for those that don't know, from 1998 to 2004. And really, they took me from the Akron Beacon Journal. And my career, Rob, blew up from there. I mean, I don't think I would have been on ESPN and then FS1 and all that. There's a good chance that doesn't happen if I don't get to the New York Times, which obviously was a high profile gig, I covered
it's
Nets
the greatest
for them
newspaper
in the
world, Chris. It's the greatest. You work for the greatest newspaper in the world. Like, let's just call it what it is.
Rob, it was great times there. And I covered the Nets, then the Knicks, then the entire NBA for them. And this is what will shock a lot of people, because as you said, greatest newspaper in the world.
Yep.
Rob, have you ever worked in a sports department that had 8 African-American writers?
No. Nope.
When I worked at the New York Times, we had 8 African-American sports writers. Not
which is incredible.
Sports
employees. Which is incredible.
Rob, I think that was probably
you got the, names, Chris?
The biggest
the names.
Sports department, African-Americans, in the world.
I agree.
I would say in the world. It was Lena Williams. You remember her?
Yep, I do.
Thomas George, covered the NFL.
Who worked in Detroit, Chris. Thomas George. Yep.
Mike Freeman, who's been on the show, friend of the show.
Mike Freeman worked at 3 of the biggest papers in the country. He worked at the Boston Globe, the Washington Post, and the New York Times.
He was great. Broke a lot of stories.
He's at USA Today now.
Bill Roden, the great columnist, author of 40 Million Dollar Slaves. Claire Smith.
Yeah, Hall of Fame baseball writer.
Yep. Cliff Brown, your buddy.
Downtown Cliff Brown, who covers the Ravens now, Chris. And he was covering golf when Tiger was there. Think about this. A black golf writer from the New York Times.
Yeah, no. In fact, I think that's what he was doing when I got there.
Right, he was.
And then Zach Burgess. Did you know Zach Burgess?
I knew Zach. Yep, Zach is from Detroit.
I don't know if Zach was an intern or on staff for a while, but that was 8, Rob. And I used to say that was there. Certainly the biggest black contingent in the sports department in America, and I would say probably the world.
No doubt.
So they were very progressive in that regard. And I remember when I went to the New York Times, Rob, and people would say, well, how is the writing, it's going to be stodgy. I mean, you're going to have to hold back. I felt liberated at the New York Times.
Did you really?
Yeah, because at normal newspapers like the Akron Beacon Journal, Cleveland Plain Dealer, I worked before, you kind of wrote in a more basic way, right? No long sentences, no big words, because the reading level of the average American is eighth
they
grade.
They want you to write for eighth grade level.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's just
and
true.
That's
I know
being generous.
People are
I've heard
right.
lower than eighth grade, but
they want you to write
the
like
New
that.
York Times, Rob, you could write long sentences, short sentences, use big words. Like, I really loved writing there. The staff was so great that it really challenged you to just deliver great writing and also great reporting, obviously. But I loved it. It was great. It obviously really helped blow up my career. And it is sad, man. It's a sad, unfortunate day. At least the Athletic, obviously.
Well, they bought the Athletic. Right.
Today's climate.
The thing that hurts me the most, Chris, I think, is I always thought the New York Times, and this sounds weird, always sold New York short, like the way that they covered the city.
Well, they were more national. You talking about sports?
No, in general.
Yeah, it's more of a national paper. Yeah,
right. Because Chris, I'll give you the perfect example. You won't believe this, and I might be off by one or two reporters, but Queens has 2.3 million, which is bigger than probably Queens is probably bigger than most cities in the top out of the top 5, right? Out of the top 5.
It's probably Brooklyn's in the top 5.
Brooklyn's bigger than
Queens.
Queens
probably in the top 10 probably, yeah.
Queens would be in the top 10. And guess how many reporters they had covering Queens, Chris? One who covered Queens courts. Like if a big story came out of the courthouse, they would write about it. But that, can you imagine like ignoring 2.3 million people and not really writing stories about
it was,
people in Queens?
And like you said, because it was largely a national paper. I remember being in college, Rob, and my girlfriend at the time knew I wanted to be a sports writer. And she's talking about, maybe you could write for the New York Times one day. And I used to look at the Times paper. And you remember that in the 80s, they didn't have a separate sports section. It would be in the back of Metro or business
or science
something like that.
Or something.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't think they cover
sports the
way I wanted.
You wanted to go to a sports paper,
a real sports page. And the year I got there, or right before I got there, was when they expanded to a full section, a sports section. And we had some great writers. Selena Roberts, who went on to Sports Illustrated.
Yep.
Harvey Arrington, who you know.
Well, I'm friends I work with Harvey at the Daily News. I know Harvey for 35 years.
Mike Wise. I mean, we had great writers, and it was a great time working there. And it's unfortunate, man.
I thought of you immediately. I did. Yeah. When I heard the news, I just was like, because, you know, I worked at two of the four New York papers, Chris. I worked at the Daily News and Newsday, but I never worked at the New York Times or the New York Post. But the New York Times was always the prestige. And in this business, it is the creme de la creme. Even though I never worked there, Chris, anybody who's in this business, if they tell you, like, people who work at the New York Times, that's prestigious in your career. It just is.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I'm so glad I got that opportunity. And Mark Stein, who's, you know, friend of the show, comes on regularly. He followed me there, worked there a little bit after me. Howard
Beck,
I think, went there right after me. I recommended that they go after him. But, yeah, it was great to write there and work there. And it'll be missed, Rob. It's very unfortunate. What happened, but it is a sign of the times. Newspapers, you know, when I left there, I just felt like, you know what,
it's time.
At some point, newspapers are going to be in trouble, and that time has come. So, all right, we got an hour left of the Odd Couple. You guys know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.